Good morning, you're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Harm. I'm at NeoCon, first day of the show, on the 10th floor, and I'm with Shannon Cochran, co-leader at PatCraft. Shannon, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm good. So you're focused on products, and you really raked in the awards this year. You won both HIP Awards and Best of NeoCon. Tell me about your awards.
We're pretty excited. I mean, it was a great way to start the morning. We won a gold award for Modern Finds, which is our carpet tile collection. And it was inspired by our legacy, our origin story, this idea of tufting and moving from hand tufted to machine tufted. Our product designer, Erin Helm, was really inspired by weaving and how that translated into tufting. So it includes 5 different carpet styles, 12 by 48 inch, and is really beautiful and works in a lot of different segments. So that was our carpet win for gold. We also won gold for Rematerial Block and Blend. It is our PVC-free, resilient. It is both sustainable, high performance, but also beautifully designed. It's digitally printed, and it was inspired by parquet. So really taking this idea of a parquet and modernizing a little bit. We use different wood visuals, different scales, different angles, and it creates a seamless product visual on the floor. So super excited about that, and we actually won a HIP Award for that as well.
Now, that product's made in Germany, right?
It is, and we introduced it last year, Rematerial Collection. We introduced it first into a wood, and this year we came back with 3 collections. So we have Block and Blend, we have Mix and Mason, and we have Slab and Stone. And Slab and Stone actually won for healthcare flooring. So pretty excited about this platform. I would say it is a one of a kind in the industry. I mean, it's 2,500 PSI. It is high performing, has a great scratch coat, and we're super excited to continue to expand this. And one of the cool things I will say, last year we took designers' ideas on what is the next visual you want to see. And the one that won is Mix and Mason, and it's on the floor this year, which I think is pretty remarkable, and just listening to the market and understanding what they're looking for.
Well, that's amazing. Is that all of them?
We also won for Geometrics. So Geometrics is a technology that we developed that scans the room, and it can pre-cut our sheet product for easier install, less downtime in ORs and labs. And we're pretty excited about that. That won an innovation award. And we actually have a space on the 7th floor to talk about those seamless solutions.
That's pretty interesting. You've got people moving out of the Mart, and you're here in 2 spaces, right?
We're here in 2 spaces. I mean, we want to get our name out there. We are certainly leaning into these performance spaces, and it's a lot of fun to start looking at different product platforms, and then how does that expand into spaces we aren't in today?
So another thing you're doing this year is you're in resinous flooring business, right?
We are, and that's part of our seamless solutions. So we did a soft launch in January for resinous flooring, and we are debuting that here at NeoCon, and I think it's a great opportunity for design and performance and innovation to come together. And that booth on the 7th floor is rocking, I hear. I've heard it is packed, and there's a lot of interest there.
Concrete used to be the enemy, and now you can cover it, right?
I mean, here we are.
How many years have you been at PatCraft?
I started in 2016, I believe. Almost 10 years, it seems unbelievable.
So looking at your space here, we're very crowded space. Looks a lot of black and white pictures on the wall. You're celebrating a big birthday, right?
We are. It's our 80-year anniversary. So PatCraft was established in 1945 by Ivy Chandler, and we have taken this opportunity to really understand the history of the brand. We sat down with Bob Chandler, his son, and he told us all about how it started. Ivy and his wife were educators and really started this as a side gig in their garage before side gigs were a thing and saw it as a way to make extra money. They started doing bedspreads and then moved to scatter rugs and then moved to carpet. In 1960, they saw the need for commercial carpet. And you have to imagine that their lives as educators probably influenced that, probably saw the need and saw how kids were using the space and how it could enhance a space for learning. And so we're so excited to have that history. And when you think about it, I mean, the carpet industry started in Northwest Georgia, and it's still there and probably one of the only ones. So we're pretty excited to be able to celebrate that. I mean, we celebrate it with who the brand is, that entrepreneurial spirit, that scrappiness that Ivy had. So I think it's a great theme for our showroom.
You know, you keyed in on education and acoustics and soft floor covering. And, I mean, it really is the best way to make an educational environment so that you can hear the instructor, you know, and drown out the sound of closing desks and all that other noise, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I think it's a balance, you know. I mean, we certainly use hard surface when the application makes sense, when you're looking for something that is a little easier to maintain, but we need the soft pieces as well to manage the acoustics. It's a little more comfortable for the kids if they're on the floor or working together collaboratively. And I think it allows us to zone spaces as well.
So Chandler sold it to Julian Saul at Queen, and then Shaw bought Queen, and that's how you got Packraft, right?
Here we are. We've had quite a run, I will say.
You've got an event tonight, right?
We do. We're at RPM on the River. It's our third year, an exceptional space for a great party, and we are certainly going to do some celebrating tonight.
All right, Shannon, it's great to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Shannon Cochran, co-leader at Packraft here at NeoCon, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.